Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. My name is Shelley, and I'm your host. I'm so glad you're joining me for the first of a two-part series with Janine Finney, the Flip-Flop CEO. And this first episode with Janine, we talk about how she went through this process of creating a vision and mission for herself, you know, defining the things that she wanted and that she needed, and how she really wasn't open to all the possibilities. And on a trip to Denver with her daughter, Janine's life took a turn that she really wasn't actually looking for. So I just love Janine. She's just a great, great fun person to talk to. And she's also the author of two books, which I will place down the links down below. She has an offer for our listeners. The books are The Flip-Flop CEO and If the Shoe Fits. Okay, friends, on to my episode with Janine.
She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now, here's your host of Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast, Shelley Dryman.
I had lost a job that I had been doing for 10 years, and it was a job that I absolutely loved. And the woman that I worked for, who a lot of people thought I owned the company because I was so passionate about it, I just loved what I did. And it was one of those kind of jobs that you just can't replace. I mean, there's just not a lot of things like that out there. And so I was devastated when I lost that job. And my husband allowed me the opportunity to kind of take some time. And he said, you know, because I had been a single mom for many years before, and I was never before able to really take a time out and decide what I wanted to do. And so he said, you know, use this as a time to figure out what you really want to do. And he said, now, the only thing is I want to make sure that you make a six-figure income because you're worth that. And I want you to be able to work from anywhere because I can. And I want you to be able to take as much time off as you want to, because that's the way I've designed my career. So we'll be able to travel together and all that. And I thought he was crazy because, first of all, I had been an employee my whole life. I mean, I had been in really kind of survival mode as a single mom and struggled. I mean, I just was the ideal employee. And so what happened to me is, I think what can happen to a lot of people is there's kind of an employee mindset and an entrepreneurial mindset. And that's why I'm always so in awe of you, because you are doing all of these entrepreneurial things. And I don't know if you've been an entrepreneur your whole life, but I'm so impressed, because truly, if you are a person who has always worked for someone else, you tend to kind of put yourself into this box. And I was never a dreamer, never sat around thinking about what I wanted to do, because I was always in survival mode. I was always working, working, working. And I just never had that opportunity. So when I did, I was just stuck. And so I did what I always do. I went to look for a book. I just missed personal development. I had somehow found out about this book, and I went to go and get it. And when I got there, the book I was looking for wasn't there, but I found this other book. And the other book was called The Path, Creating a Mission Statement for Your Work and Your Life. And I thought, wow. I think I was meant to find this book. So I got the book. I came home and I diligently went through the book, and it was like a workbook. And it was wonderful because it was really the perfect book for where I was, because it kind of just was prefaced by, if you find what your mission is, then you can apply that to everything in your life. And it doesn't matter what stage of your life you're in, if you're in the mom stage or if you're in the empty nester stage, once you find what it is that is kind of your true north, then you can use that to choose what you do. And so I went through all the exercises. The caveat is that it's a religious, it's a Christian book. And I went through all the exercises, and I was kind of frustrated, but I was really kind of thinking, wow, I wish I had written this book. I think this is such a cool idea. So I looked at the back of the book to find out where the author was. I ended up contacting the author, Lori Beth Jones, who has written many international best-selling books. And I found out that she was giving a workshop in California, in Whittier, California, and I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I, you know, asked if she ever had people that came to that, and she said, yeah. So I ended up signing up for the workshop. I went to it, and what I found out was all the exercises I had done in the book were wrong. I mean, I had done, it's like my interpretation of them was completely different than when I went to this workshop with some guidance. So we get to the end of the workshop, and I'm like, there were probably about 30 people there. I'm the only person that's still struggling with my mission, with my word. And so she kind of comes around and she goes, so what's going on with you? And I said, well, I don't know what the word is. It's like the truth that other people don't see about something. That and she kind of thought for a minute and she said, is that anything like clarity? And I said, oh my gosh, that's it. That's my word. And I felt like the sky, the clouds parted. I heard music. I was so excited to have found out that clarity was my word. And once I did that, I realized that kind of sharing this path, sharing this, this way to find your mission was really bringing clarity to people. So at the same time as I found my mission statement is to enlighten, inspire, enlighten, and facilitate clarity. And so it turned out that if I were to become a path facilitator, I could be living my mission. So I decided that I was going to do that. So because my background was calling on corporations, I was going to bring my mission of helping people find their mission into corporations. And I thought, if corporations could all have people that know what their gift is and what they're passionate about, imagine how wonderful the workplace will be, because everybody's going to really be showing up very intentionally. So I went to a couple of HR departments of people that I had called on before when I was working, and quickly found out that I could not bring this book into corporations because it was too religious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't love that part of it because I did feel like it was excluding other people, but I really kind of didn't know what to do. So I found another gal that also was a path facilitator, and we decided to do a couple of group meetings where we would give away our services first to kind of just get some experience. And my two daughters were two of my guinea pigs, if you will, for that workshop. And so I went through the whole workshop, and what I realized is that I absolutely hated being a facilitator of this workshop after I had, you know, really found my mission.
Oh, no. Well, oh, I mean, gosh. Here's the thing, Janine, at least you tried it. I mean, and you found out you didn't like it. So that's a good thing, right?
That's true. It was painful. It was very painful because I really don't love speaking at being like a public speaker. And that's what it ended up being, doing a group workshop. What I figured out is that I would love to do the workshops if I could have done them one-on-one. Because I really wanted to make sure the person came out on the other end and had their mission, because it's such a gift to really be able to help somebody get in touch with that word. And so, but what happened was my daughters went through it. And one of the things that you did at the end of creating your mission was also created a vision statement. And that was really powerful for me. I sat down with my daughter and I was kind of helping her with it. And I decided to write my vision. And what Lori Beth, the author, had told me is that you want to, whatever it is that you are trying to figure out and achieve, write a day in the life of you in that role. And, you know, she said, I want you to write down the kind of car you drive, the kind of clothes you have on, what you're doing in the day, all of those things. So I sat down and wrote my vision statement. And when I got to the part about the car, I sat there and I really decided I wasn't going to be honest, because what I really struggled with is that I really wanted a Mercedes. And I've always felt like I should be driving a Mercedes. And my husband is Mr. He hates spending money on cars. They're not a good investment. And I thought, if I write this, I'm going to be saying that I'm not going to be with my husband, because I know he's like, does not want me to have a Mercedes. So I struggled with, you know, really. And, you know, Lori was there, my daughter, and she's going, no, Mom, you have to write exactly what you want. You can't not do it. You just have to trust it. And so I did. And so that was just kind of one little, whatever that's called, when something is going to come to be. So anyways, Lori created her mission statement, and she was really clear that she was not living her mission. She wanted to exemplify a joyful and balanced life. She wanted to show people that it was possible to live a life that just is fun and that you love. So right after she left the workshop, she went to a meeting, and that was when she heard about network marketing. So she immediately, because she had just gone through the mission statement workshop, she had just done her vision statement. She was making at the time $60,000 a year. She thought she was worth $600,000 a year. She thought that she should be able to work whenever she wanted to work and still make her $600,000 a year. I mean, she was really clear about what she wanted. And so when she heard about network marketing, it was like, oh my gosh, I can work whenever I want to. I can work with who I want to. That means I can work with my mom. And so she was so excited. So she came home from that meeting and, you know, told me about it and told me that she'd found what we could be doing together. And she started explaining it. And that's when I was just like, no, I've heard of network marketing and I do not want to have anything to do with it. And she's just like, well, why? You can, you know, it's all of these wonderful things. And I had in my mind a picture of what I was going to be doing. And it was going to be similar to what I had done as an employee, where I got dressed up every day and I was a professional. And I, you know, just the things that I had done before, I was kind of bringing into my vision of what I would be doing next. And it just is so powerful to realize that we do that to ourselves. You know, we kind of limit ourselves because we are trying to figure out what we're going to do. The thing that the mission statement did for me was it helped me to define that thing that I needed to have in whatever it was that I was doing. And I think, Shelley, you may have some other resources for creating kind of a mission statement or that kind of a thing, even for this group. So I'm sure there's a lot of resources that are good ones. This isn't the only one, but I do think it was an exercise that was really, really important. And I'm really glad that I did it. There's an Einstein quote that says, we can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. And it's really true. I mean, that's what I was trying to do. So I still went for an entire year of saying no. And what was so crazy is that I was searching for a way to earn a six-figure income, do it on my own time schedule, be able to take off as much time as I wanted to and work from wherever I was. But I totally would not even listen to anything that Lori was saying. And part of the challenge was that Lori hadn't learned an important lesson at that time yet, is that most people are not looking for a network marketing business. I mean, people are not just out there thinking, oh, good, I'm going to go do network marketing. What people are thinking is that I want a way to retire more comfortably, or I want a way to stay home with my kids, or to travel more, or to make a difference in the world. I mean, you know, we all have kind of a goal for what it is that we want, but for most people, it's not going to be that they're out looking for a network marketing business. So what happened was I continued on my personal development journey and was going to another workshop in Denver, and Lori came with me. And it was when she came, it was on that flight, we were coming back from that. And that's when Lori fell asleep, and she had this book in her lap, and I was desperate for something to read. And so I read this book, and I was just like blown away that what I thought doing this business looked like and what this book kind of conveyed it as looking like, because I'd only had my own experience of, you know, the people that had done things in a very unattractive way. So what I talked about before, when we did the interview before, was that the reason I was so turned off to network marketing is because some friends had invited me over to dinner, I thought, and when I got there, it turned out that it was a bait and switch. There were a bunch of cars parked outside, a bunch of people inside, and it was a meeting about network marketing, and it really turned me off. And so I had in my mind that it was all about using your friends, and that, you know, this person wants me to get in because they're going to benefit from me doing the work. And I just had some really distinct ideas, and I wasn't open to listening to anything else. So it was a shock to me when I read this book. And then by the time Lori woke up, I was just a different person. I just said, oh my gosh, I think I was born to do this business. And the rest is kind of history. We really got started. I told her I was not going to do the things that I saw everybody else doing. I wanted to do it in a different way. And we did do it in a different way. But what I think is really cool about that too is that we bring ourselves into this business, and there's a lot of different ways that it looks, but most people judge the network marketing by the experience that they've had and the person. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because we don't do that so much with other things. You know, if we have a bad experience at a restaurant, we don't decide we're never going to eat at a restaurant again. Or if we have a bad experience with a realtor, we still use realtors. So it's a unique situation, but there's just so much baggage that most people carry around about the topic that a lot of people are not really open to it. So that's really what I wanted to share, is that it wasn't a pretty journey getting there. And I certainly never expected it to turn out the way it did. And I never expected that to lead to writing a book, because I, you know, just became so passionate about educating other people that might be where I was, where they were looking for exactly what this is, but didn't recognize it. So I think the important thing is to just, you know, be open. And it's like with Nikki the dog whisperer?
She was working over in a corporation in London, and then now she's a dog trainer, does a bunch of stuff with dogs. That's Nikki.
But I think what happens is for a lot of people, I think they do have something like that in their lives that they really like. And so then maybe when they do have time, they can kind of turn that into a business. I think that happens probably for a lot of people. But I think for people like me who have always been an employee, maybe we don't have something like that, that we're just waiting to, you know, develop. And for that type of person, you know, having a business in a box is a pretty cool solution. So that's my story. The rest of the story.
The rest is history. I wrote down some thoughts. You make us, you know, some really good points. You talk about, you developed this mission statement, which I think everybody needs some sort of mission statement. It doesn't have to be a formal one, like, you know, we do with businesses or not for profits. But one of the things I've always said is, if you have your mission and your core values or your vision or whatever, anything, everything you do has to point to that mission. So you're a person and you have this mission. So, you know, like, you know, my mission is to, let's just say, you know, to empower women over 50 to live the best life that they can. So anything that I do within that scope has to point to that mission. And I think that's why it's so important to have some sort of statement, like your guidepost to do that.
Absolutely. And the thing that I liked about this, about what Lori Beth teaches, is that even like with yours, I would say that you probably have as a core value maybe empowering other people, or, you know, maybe that is your gift and that's your passion, is to empower. And when you add the women over 50, what happens is you can't do that with your granddaughter. You know, it's the thing that I love about this, the knowing that my word is clarity. Anytime I'm doing that, if I'm doing that with my grandkids, if I'm doing that with my husband or a friend, I feel like I am just in the groove. I mean, I feel like if I'm helping to bring clarity to something, it is so exciting to me. So it's really that you can take that word and apply it to every aspect of your life when you really find the word. It's such an empowering feeling.
Yeah. I pick a word every year. Consistency is my word this year. So, you know, you wrap that up with everything else I'm doing, you know, making sure that I'm consistent is sort of like a guidepost to me. Another thing that you talked about that got me thinking when you were saying, you know, I've just been an employee and this is my vision of myself and how I'm supposed to be working and all that stuff. I think a lot of times, let me see if I can get my words here correctly. I think a lot of times we have this structure of how things are going to be, and we don't move from that structure at all. It's like, this is the structure. So I'm going to be in a business suit. I'm going to be still working with corporations, even though I'm not an employee. But then you're taking this person and you're trying to build something different, but you're in a very rigid structure. So when you talked about, you know, being like this is the person that you want to be, and you're not going to see anything else. There's not going to be any way else. And that really, you know, it's good that you got out of that. Otherwise, you've probably still been beating your head against the wall saying, why can't I get any traction? Why can't? Because you've stuffed yourself into this structure that obviously isn't going to work for you.
Exactly. It's so limited. But it's, and I think maybe not everybody is that limited, because I really do think more people are natural dreamers than I was. But life was hard for me from the time, you know, for a lot of years. And when you get used to life being hard, you end up just thinking it's supposed to be. And then when you kind of discover that it doesn't have to be hard and it can actually be fun, it's like, oh my gosh, it was just like somebody took this veil off, or, you know, I really did have these blinders on and didn't even realize it. So it was so empowering. It was so cool to really go through the exercises. And in that particular book, she also helps us understand communication styles. And there's a lot of different, you know, resources out there that help with that. But, you know, those kinds of resources can be so valuable as well. I learned through that, you know, I am a fire. So she's got earth, wind, water, and fire as the types. And my husband is an earth. So I'm like always excited about things, and he likes things really steady. And so it helped me to understand even how to communicate, you know, differently with him and my kids. And so there's just a lot of things about starting out with self-reflecting and knowing yourself better. You know, it's like you posted something and then I added those, unmet needs. I think I added the resource about unmet needs as a child. And it's, I mean, those kinds of things are really so interesting, because we find out that maybe there was some unmet need that we had, you know, when we were really, really young, that we're still operating from and allowing that to influence everything that we do. But once we can kind of identify that, it helps us to navigate better.
Yeah, and I think the self-reflection, the self-awareness is key, because I know that even the small, it doesn't have to be this great big old, you know, thing that you do or that you find out, just even the little things about yourself with self-awareness. I used to joke about how I couldn't keep my myself in check with my emotions until I, you know, finally set myself down and said, hey, we're going to take a look at this. And it's never comfortable, like you were saying. It's not comfortable. It's not necessarily fun. Nobody likes to do it because no one likes to peg themselves as a loser in some areas, which I did quite often. So it is difficult, but if you're going to get to your mission, or you're going to find what you're passionate about or what you want to do or how you want to just be in the world, you have to know yourself.
Yes. Exactly.
So I think that that's a really, really great point that you make. So before we go on to talking about your books, what else do you want to say to our listeners about transformations and living a life of clarity?
I think just really, it's so important to really just ask yourself, not be limited, in your wildest dreams, what would your life look like? And really thinking about that and not being, and if some kind of block comes up for you, like it did for me when I was going to write down that I was driving a Mercedes, which ended up being the car that I earned, with my business, which, what are the chances of that? I mean, Doug couldn't say no because it was, paid for by the company. But I mean, really, listen to that little voice inside and don't squelch it. And really think about what you want your life to look like. And then, knowing that, and then maybe getting clear about what it is that brings you joy when you're doing it, I think that's when things will start to come to you. If we think about the what we want and not about the how, when the why is big enough, the how will take care of itself. So when you have that vision, I just think that it's amazing what shows up when you clear about what you want your life to look like. But most people, they get into a job and they go down this path and we never really stop and think about, what days do we want to have off? What time do we want to work? What kind of clothes do we want to put on to go to work? I mean, we don't allow ourselves that opportunity. And I think in this group, at this age, we're entering a new stage of life, and it's a perfect time to really stop and think about you. We spent our whole lives thinking about other people. It's a good time to start thinking about, what do I really want? And allow yourself to dream a little bit.
Yeah, we go down all sorts of paths that we don't often think about, and we just sort of fall into employee, being a spouse, perhaps, having kids. I mean, there's all sorts of things that we always think that we should do. Carol wrote in the chat, remind Janine to tell how it turned out with the Mercedes from her vision. So I think that she did.
Yes.
You did.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's great. I was going to ask that, but Carol beat me to that. So that's great.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
So you have two books, and I know that you have offered them to the group with the 50% off before. So
yes.
what are your two books? Let's do a plug for your books before we go to the questions.
So the Flip Flop CEO is the book that Lori and I wrote. Really, it's about our struggle, and one person thinking this is the greatest thing ever, the other person believing, never over my dead body will I do this business. And so it's calling out all of the myths and, one by one talking about them. And my experience has been that most people, when they get to the end of the book, they have a different opinion of network marketing. And so, oh my gosh, for this group, I would love for the people in this group to read it, just because in case anybody else is like me and knows exactly what they're looking for, but would never, ever look at that.
I love how you say, over my dead body, never in a million years would I do that, because it's so hard sometimes to admit that you were wrong about such a big thing. So I just love it when you say that. I just think that's so awesome. Over my dead body, I was never going to do this. And look at you now.
That's how I felt. Yeah. And then the second book, Does the Shoe Fit, is after we had a few people read the book, The Flip Flop CEO, that were kind of anti-network marketing, and then get their feedback. And what they said was, you know, then I think network marketing sounds very viable now. I would have never considered it before, but how would I know how to pick a company? And how would I know if my background is well suited for this business? And we really stopped to think about it. There's a lot of great books out there about network marketing, but none of them really help somebody understand, coming from a 9-to-5, a traditional job, how that equates to network marketing. And they're two completely different worlds.
Yeah.
So we basically just bridge that gap. And it's in very, very simple terms about, you know, how network marketing works, because most people just don't understand it. And then at the back of the book, we have a lot of career comparisons. So people that are in particular careers compare their old career as a flight attendant to being a network marketer, or as a nurse to being a network marketer, and what served them well, what they did in their other career, and how they applied that to network marketing, what was hard for them, what did they have to learn. So it just makes it really easy to understand this. It just demystifies network marketing, this subject that is such a mystery to so many people.
Yeah, cool. I will place the links to Janine's book down in the show notes so they're easy to find. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Thank you for reaching out to me again. I love talking to you, so it's always a good time. So what's next for you? What's your next adventure?
You know, I have actually kind of I checked out of my pursuit of my network marketing business for a couple of years, because I started really getting on the bandwagon about educating people about it. Because what happened is, once I started going out and talking to people myself, I found out that everybody was just like I was. They were saying no, because they didn't understand it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of on this mission of enlightening people. And now I really do want to, I want to get back into doing my business again. But what I really want to offer, I guess, to this group is just, something that a lot of network marketers are not capable of doing is taking off the hat of the company they work for, because most of us are passionate about the company. I know you've talked about the company you're with.
Best know, company ever.
We get passionate about the companies. And so I take off that hat and I can truly put on the flip-flop CEO hat and just really help. I want to, you know, answer questions or help somebody understand, and do that in a completely neutral way without, you know, any prejudice to any particular company. I can do that in a very neutral way, because I just believe that there's a right fit for all of us. You know, we all put on different clothes, we get into different cars, you know, we all have our own personality. So there isn't going to be one company that's right. Going to be everybody.
Yeah.
There's plenty of companies out there. So
yeah, that's an excellent point. I like that you do it in a generic, broad overview, instead of, like, you know, like I said, best company ever.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess there's no questions. We're going to wrap this up. Again, thank you so much, Janine. It's always
thank
lovely
you
talking
so
to
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Shelley today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.